This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden expressed Saturday his condolences to the victims of a tornado in the state of Mississippi that left at least 26 people dead and another in Alabama, leveling dozens of buildings. VOA's Marissa Melton has more details.
In a statement, Biden described the images from Mississippi as heartbreaking. He said he had spoken with local authorities and offered full federal support for the recovery. The tornado stayed on the ground for about an hour and cut a path of destruction some 274 kilometers long. This, according to the National Weather Service, at least 24 reports of tornadoes stretching from western Mississippi into Alabama were issued to the National Weather Service on Friday night and into Saturday morning. Marissa Milton, VOA News.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin has announced he will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. AP correspondent Karen Shamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said the plan was in response to Britain's recent decision to supply Ukraine with ammunition containing uranium. Russia falsely claimed these rounds have nuclear components. In an interview on Russian state TV, Putin said that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has long asked for the weapons. He said construction of storage facilities for the weapons in Belarus would be completed by July the 1st. I'm Karen Chamas.
And meanwhile, the head of the UN International Atomic Energy Agency will visit Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant next week to assess the serious security situation there, it's described. Rafael Grossi said in a statement published on the IAEA's website that the nuclear safety and security dangers at the Russian-held plant were all too obvious. The statement added that the Grossi will be accompanied by a new group of IAEA experts. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has upgraded and updated a 2019 church law aimed at holding senior churchmen accountable for covering up cases of sex abuse. He has expanded it to cover by lay Catholic leaders and reaffirmed that vulnerable adults and not just children can be victims of abuse. Francis reaffirmed and made permanent the temporary provisions of the 2019 law that were passed in a moment of crisis for the Vatican. The measure was praised at the time for laying out precise mechanisms to investigate complicit bishops and religious superiors, but implementation has been uneven, and abuse survivors have criticized the Vatican for a continued lack of transparency. Palestinians and Muslim worshippers said on Sunday that Israeli police entered Al-Aqsa Mosque compound and forced them to leave and close the main gates of the complex. One worshipper described his experience.
I was sleeping in a mosque.
Yeah.
Right. And the soldier came. He told me I must wake up.
What did he tell you again, please, Kelsey?
He told me, no, you have to wake up and you have to go outside. You don't want me inside.
Israeli police said in a written statement that they removed violators from the compound known for Jews as Temple Mount because their presence was violating what was agreed upon by Islamic Waqf custodians who managed the site. The mosque complex, a site holy to both Muslims and Jews who know it as Temple Mount, has a long history of confrontation, including incidents in 2021 that helped spark a 10-day war between Israel and Gaza's ruling Islamist movement Hamas. Donald Trump used his first election rally in Waco, Texas, to rail against the prosecutors investigating him employing dark and conspiratorial language to fire up his base ahead of next year's Republican primary elections. Trump told supporters gathered at the airport that the investigation swirling around him was something straight out of the Stalinist Russia horror show.
And 2024 is the final battle. That's going to be the big one. If you put me back in the White House, their reign will be over, and America will be a free nation once again.
Trump is being investigated by prosecutors in Manhattan for campaign finance violation stemming his alleged payment of hush money to an adult film actress ahead of the 2016 election. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.